This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A U.S. Air Force translator at the main American prison for suspected terrorists at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has been charged with espionage and aiding the enemy. Senior Airman Ahmed Al-Halabi is accused of trying to pass classified military secrets, including maps and cell block numbers, to Syria. Charges are made just days after it was announced that a Muslim army chaplain at Guantanamo, Captain Yusuf Yi, was taken into custody on suspicion of spying. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
There are more than 650 suspected Taliban members and Al-Qaeda terrorists from 40 countries being held at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay. But little else is known about the details and daily workings of the prison, and the military has worked very hard to keep it that way. Citing national security, the military hasn't confirmed the names, nationalities, or other details about the prisoners. Now the arrests of two servicemen who worked closely with the detainees is a potential blow to the military's intense security efforts there. Senior Airman Ahmed Al-Halabi worked as an Arabic translator at Guantanamo for 9 months. The 24-year-old now faces more than 30 criminal charges, including disobeying security orders, making a false statement, bank fraud, and four counts that could carry the death penalty. Pentagon spokesman Major Michael Shavers.
He's been charged with a number of violations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice and other laws. More than 30 charges to include violations of the Federal Espionage Act.
Court papers released by the Air Force allege espionage, including charges Al-Halabi tried to pass emails and written notes to Syrian nationals that contained classified intelligence, maps of the prison, cell numbers, and prisoner transfer and movement information, as well as names of detainees, messages from them, photographs of the camp, and other secrets. The court papers show other charges ranging from the more serious, scheming to obtain fraudulent credit cards, to seemingly innocuous efforts to help prisoners, quote, furnishing unauthorized food, to wit, baklava pastries, end quote. Al-Halabi was arrested in late July, but the Air Force didn't release information on his case until yesterday. He was arrested more than 6 weeks before Army Chaplain Yusuf Yi was taken into custody September 10th after returning from Cuba to a naval air station in Jacksonville, Florida. Yi, a convert to Islam, ministered to detainees at the prison around the same time that Airman Al-Halabi worked there. Major Shaver says Al-Halabi likely knew Chaplain Yi.
I say that because, having been to Guantanamo, it's a small facility and pretty much everyone knows everyone else. He also was at Guantanamo approximately the same time as Chaplain Yi.
But beyond that, it's not clear that the two cases are in any way connected. And it's not clear if any of the classified information Al-Halabi is alleged to have tried to send actually ended up in foreign hands. Both Al-Halabi and Yi have ties to Syria. Al-Halabi is a native of that country who moved to the U.S. as a teenager, and Yi lived in Syria in the mid-1990s before returning to the Army as a chaplain. Efforts to reach Al-Halabi's military lawyer were unsuccessful. Yusuf Yi has been taken into custody but has not been formally charged.
Whether this is the tip of the iceberg or really isolated misconduct, we're not going to know for quite some time.
Attorney Eugene Fidel is an expert on military law and head of the National Institute of Military Justice.
If there's any merit to these charges, this has got to be a severe blow to the efforts of the administration and the Defense Department to maintain the bubble around Guantanamo Bay, something they've done quite a good job at doing thus far.
Meantime, Senator Charles Schumer criticized the Pentagon Tuesday for not fully vetting a Muslim organization that certified Yi and other Muslims who minister in the military. The New York Democrat complained that Yi's endorsement came from a subgroup of the American Muslim Foundation, which has been investigated by the U.S. Customs Service for possible financial ties to terrorists.
That a man who ends up as chaplain to potentially the most dangerous terrorists we have in our custody was trained by groups who might well have a link to terrorism almost defies the imagination.
The American Muslim Foundation denies that it has any ties to terrorists. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.